This is Marcy Lemonnier, and I'm interviewing my daughter, Claire Lemonnier. For the record, will you state your name and age?
My name is Claire Lemonnier. I'm 15. So in seventh grade, back in March of 2020, how did you feel when you were informed that remainder of the semester would be online?
I was kind of relieved. I heard of the danger of Corona, but all the teachers up to that day had been saying that we wouldn't be let out of school. And when the announcement was made, I was really happy.
What kind of adjustments did you have to make?
We did the rest of our school year on Google Classroom. It was actually really hard because the teachers put in the same amount of work that they'd been expecting to do in class. So we spent a lot of time online doing online school.
Okay, what about adjustments for your personal life?
Obviously, I stayed inside a lot. I actually started to paint more. I had more time for my activities instead of spending it on school.
Okay, what about changes in your family life and your social life?
In my family life, we got to play more games together and spend more time, especially on the boat on Utah Lake. In my social life, I was quarantined, so we couldn't see our friends, so obviously that kind of deteriorated my friendships a bit. But I did lots of things online with them and had lots of voice visits, so it was okay.
Okay. What has been your experience with the online classes since then?
We adjusted to it really quickly. The next year in Centennial, it was much easier, and the teachers also adjusted, so it was much more realistic, and I actually enjoyed it a lot more than in on-person in-line school.
Right. So that was your eighth grade year. So just briefly tell me, online and in-person, how was your eighth grade year?
Online was better. In person was...
Like, how often did you do online and how often did you do in person?
So we had 2 days a week of in-person school and then the other 3 days would be online. But the online days weren't really Zoom calls or anything. It was just assignments from the other 2 days.
Okay, cool. So what were some of the hardships that you experienced because of the COVID-19 pandemic?
It was really hard not to hang out with friends. At first, it felt kind of relaxing, but eventually it became really boring and long.
And what about the joys?
It was really relaxing, even if it was boring, and I got to spend more time on myself instead of on other things.
How did you take care of your health, both mental and physical?
Mental health, the trips that we made outside to the lake, helped my mental health a lot. It wasn't a bad year because I didn't have to worry about the pressures of school as much. And physical health, we stayed inside and we didn't get Corona, so that was a benefit of physical health. But we had less time to take walks or exercise because of it.
And then has there been a turning point in the pandemic for you? Like when you felt like things changed?
Things changed. Probably the first time things changed was the first time I heard about Corona in Utah. Until then, it seemed like a worldly thing instead of a local thing. And I heard from a friend that they knew a person who had it and was even in Provo. And that's kind of when I realized that it would be hitting us soon, too.
Okay. What about the vaccine? Were you able to get the vaccine? How did you feel about the vaccine?
I was able to get it. I don't really like shots normally, but I knew it was really important. So I was really happy that I could get it.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to add about COVID-19 pandemic?
Not really. I think it's going to be around here for a lot longer. So I just hope everybody sticks up to the challenges.